Welcome to the Weekly Radio Spin, a look at the stories behind the news, brought to you by the Center for Media and Democracy. I'm Judith Sears Poisson.
And I'm Diane Farsetta. In our top spin, repressive governments are increasingly targeting bloggers, according to Reporters Without Borders. Reporters Without Borders explain that, quote, more and more governments have realized that the internet can play a key role in the fight for democracy, and they are establishing new methods of censoring it, end quote. The watchdog group noted that bloggers in China, Egypt, Malaysia, Thailand, and Vietnam have been arrested. Closer to home, San Francisco blogger Josh Wolf was jailed for 8 months for refusing to provide video evidence for a grand jury investigation.
The auto industry is again speeding away from responsibility. With Congress set to discuss raising fuel efficiency standards, an industry front group, the Sport Utility Vehicle Owners of America, is putting the PR pedal to the metal. In the first half of 2007, the group paid more than $400,000 to lobbyists at Stratacom. Despite its name, the SUV Owners of America group's board is full of auto industry and public affairs executives. The group was actually founded by the Stratacom PR and lobbying firm. Lobbying disclosure forms show that the group has, quote, lobbied against Senate legislation promoting higher fuel standards, end quote. The measure they oppose would raise standards to a modest 35 miles per gallon by the year 2020.
Pity the poor, misunderstood pharmaceutical industry. To counter waves of negative media coverage, drug companies are making their own television program called Healthcare Campfire with Billy Tauzin. It's patterned on popular interview programs like The Today Show and is aired as paid advertisements, but described as public affairs programming. If Tauzin's name is familiar, it may be because he was, until recently, a Republican congressman from Louisiana. He now heads the drug industry group Pharma, thanks to the ever-spinning revolving door between government and industry.
Have you read about Maricopa, Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio? If so, he wants to know. The New Times newspaper in Phoenix published articles criticizing the sheriff for shady real estate deals. In doing so, it published the sheriff's home address, which is forbidden under a state law on officer safety. County prosecutors then issued a subpoena for, quote, all documents related to articles and other content published by Phoenix New Times newspaper in print and on the website regarding Sheriff Joe Arpaio from January 1, 2004 to the present, end quote. It also demanded information about online readers, including what sites they had visited before the paper's website. Executives with the newspaper's owner, Village Voice Media, were briefly arrested for publishing details of the subpoena, which they called, quote, a breathtaking abuse of the Constitution, end quote. The charges against the paper have since been dropped.
And visitors to the United States now have something besides iris scans and fingerprinting to look forward to. As part of corporate efforts to boost the U.S.'s image overseas, Walt Disney produced a video called Welcome, Portraits of America. It's now playing in Houston and Washington, D.C. airports and features dramatic landscapes and happy multi-ethnic people.
Welcome.
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 The 7-minute film was made by a Cuban immigrant working for Disney and was donated to the U.S. government. Major airlines are being encouraged to show the film a few minutes before they land, so returning U.S. citizens may also get the Disney treatment.
And now it's time to play 6 Degrees of Spin and Fakin, our look at the connections between media manipulators. We mentioned the Disney film being shown to visitors to the U.S. One of the lobbying and PR firms that Disney employs is American Continental Group. American Continental also represents Patton Boggs, a high-powered law firm and lobby shop. Patton Boggs helps U.S. companies get reconstruction contracts in Iraq and Afghanistan. The firm boasts it helped a major U.S. construction company build, quote, one of the most difficult segments of the George W. Bush Kabul-Kandahar Highway in Afghanistan, end quote. Kandahar was where a Canadian soldier shot and killed an Afghan man and wounded a young boy who were riding together on a motorcycle. It was recently reported that Blackwater USA is training Canadian troops serving in Afghanistan. Blackwater is also being investigated for the murder of Iraqi civilians. So there are 6 degrees of separation between a movie that is supposed to give a good first impression of the U.S. and what the real impression of the U.S. is for the majority of the world.
That's this week's edition of the Weekly Radio Spin. For more information, visit the Center for Media and Democracy's website at www.prwatch.org.